That's your point. You're right. People would think twice. And I don't disagree that people don't understand what it is. I think everybody knows if you call somebody a paedophile, that's damaging, whether you're shouting that in the pub, whether you're putting it in a newspaper, or you're saying it online. People understand that. I think what people don't really understand is that on the internet, you can actually be identified. There are procedures. Your computer leaves a track, and you can be identified through your internet protocol. So people shouldn't think there's a cloak of anonymity.
The difficulty is, though, say, when we look at social media, is when you retweet, for anyone who doesn't use Twitter, 140 characters, someone, say, a celebrity you admire or a thinker you admire, they say something and you think it's interesting, so you retweet it. So you haven't technically said it, but almost have agreed with what they're saying. This is the problem. People don't realise that also is libelous.
Yeah. I mean, if you retweet someone, well, then you're repeating the libel. And the rule in libel is anyone who carries it, anyone who repeats it has a liability for it. And whereas previously that would have to be done by broadcast or print or something like that, with Twitter, then just one button, the retweet, and you've done that. And that's what people are doing very easily, and perhaps, as you say, someone they respect or they think is interesting, and they do it almost without thinking, but they've repeated the libelous material.
Christian, I mean, how does it vary? We've talked about saying something to somebody face-to-face and putting something about them on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. But how does it vary if you're talking, you know, is it different putting it in print or on the internet from actually talking about them at the bar in the pub behind their back as well? I mean, it's really hard to get an idea of where the boundaries lie. If you're prepared to say it in the pub, does it matter if you put it online?
Yeah, well, there are slight technical legal differences that will probably send all your viewers to sleep between saying something and printing it. Broadly speaking, if you just say something, you need some kind of additional damage. So it has to be something that will affect your career or would be a criminal offence. But calling someone a paedophile would be enough. But there's sort of lower levels of defamation that wouldn't really matter if you were just speaking. But in terms of the internet, it classes as print, and as Dave's said, we have a snappy title, the repetition rule, which basically means every time you repeat something, you're liable for it.